Fellowships Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider Monday through Friday. Last week, on Wednesday, we were in Ephesians, and we're going to stay in there for a few weeks, and we were just to set up the where we came from last week. Paul is writing a letter from prison, and he's writing it to the Ephesus church. So last week he talked about the spiritual blessings that we get through Christ, and he had a Thanksgiving prayer, and he was really trying to encourage the church. And this week we're going to be in chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, and we're going to break that up a little bit. So if you're reading with me, turn to Ephesians 2, and we're going to read the first three verses. "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which once you walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind." Okay, we want to talk about this just for a little bit, and remember that Paul is talking to Christians here. So you can, if you're a Christian, you can take this to heart and let it speak to you. If you're not, we'll get to that later in the lesson. First of all, in this section of scripture, it says we were dead, actually, that we're spiritually dead. We were deserving of God's wrath. And how were we dead? Because we were not following God. We were following the world before we were Christians. We were doing whatever the world said is okay to do. And basically, that's anything that makes you happy. We were following Satan. Satan is the prince of the powers of the air. And if you're following Satan, you are not following Jesus. There's not an in-between. It's either one or the other. So if you are a Christian this morning, you should be a Jesus follower. You should be following him and what he wants you to do. And if you're not a Christian this morning, then you need to wake up, because you are following Satan. And we know that leads to death and hell at the end of your life here on earth. And the third thing that we were following is the flesh, our sinful nature. We were doing whatever our selfish selves wanted to do. So that was all before we became a Christian. Those were the life that we were living. So now let's read verses 4 and 5, and it says, "But God," and I want us to just stop there for a second. But God, that is two very important words in this. And I sort of laughed when I was reading this again last night, because if you were in a congregation with a good old Southern preacher, he would say, "Everybody say hallelujah" at this point, because if it were not for God, then we would not be followers of Jesus. "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved." We're alive. He's telling us there, we are alive if we've been saved by the blood of Jesus. Like last week, we talked about being redeemed by the blood of Jesus. That's how we're saved. We're alive. God brought us to life when we accepted him as our Lord and Savior. And how are we alive? We're alive because of God's mercy. We're alive because of God's love and because of God's grace. Those are very important things to just chew on today and think about. And let's go ahead to in verse 6 and 7, but I'm going to back up just a little bit so it makes sense. "Even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved, and raised up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Jesus Christ." Okay, so we are ascended. That sounds weird, doesn't it? That Jesus ascended, and that means he was lifted up from earth and went into heaven. And we are ascended after we're saved, not physically, not like Jesus was, but spiritually. And I say that because that should be our spiritual position as a Christian, is that we're forever in our minds thinking, yes, my body is here on earth, but my spirit lives with God. And so, therefore, in verse 6, we'll read it one more time just to drive it home. When we were raised up with him and seated with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So that is the backup proof right there. We are already enthroned with Christ in heaven, not physically, but in our spiritual position. That in a spiritual position just means that's where you stand with Christ. Okay, let's read verses 8 and 10, 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Verse 8 says, by grace you have been saved through faith. And I've got some questions I want to ask you today as we finish this up. Have you accepted God's grace? Have you thought about your faith in God lately? Do you truly have it? If not, do you want it? Faith is a gift from God. You can only receive it through Jesus. Okay, and in verse 9 it says, not a result of works, so that no one can boast. There is not enough work that you can do 24/7 on this earth that can get you saved. There is not enough money that you can give that can get you saved. Faith is not a result of works. All the good work you can do in a lifetime will not earn you salvation in Christ. When we have faith in Christ and accept his gift of salvation only, then do works matter, because our works are God working through us. The works we do are the result of Jesus changing our hearts so that he gets the glory, not us. And in verse 10 it said, for we are his workmanship. And we should all just praise the Lord, just stop right now and just praise him that he saw fit for us to be his workmanship. He could have picked anything. He could have picked to be his workmanship, but he picked us. He created us and he made us in his image, so that we might do his work on this earth, not our work. He made us for his works to be done on earth. We are his hands and his feet. We are his voice. We are his kindness and love towards people. We are his gospel sharing, people loving, words of wisdom, workers for people who need him, and for his glory only. God created us and he prepared beforehand that we should do good works as we walk alongside him and as he leads us. I hope you enjoyed that this morning, and I hope you really think about the questions I've asked. That's questions that even as Christians and strong Christians, we need to ask ourselves daily. Here's a note from me. The happenings in the world today are trying to diminish our faith, and we see that every day. Our lives are a series of choices. Don't forget that your choices matter. And have you made the choice to follow Jesus? If not, please make that choice today. Have you made the choice to forgive as Jesus forgives us? That's very hard to do. We talked about that last week. Have you made the choice to show kindness and love and grace and mercy? Have you made the choice to share Jesus with someone this week? Our choices matter. They matter to God. Thank you.